time, I think we're here. And welcome to Effingham, Kansas, where tonight it's time for the second game over a high school hoop doubleheader in the Northeast Kansas League as ACCHS plays host to Jefferson County North. Welcome back, everybody, with Neil producing and engineering tonight back at the K-Radio Sports Studio. Neil, welcome and thank you. Tom Counts with you here courtside. Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Starters at the tip and the guys' game coming right up.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back again to Effingham, Kansas, where we're getting set for the second half of our hoop doubleheader this evening. It's the guys' game. We mentioned ACCHS hosting Jeff North, starting for the Tigers, and head coach Taylor Smith. Effingham is ACCHS 5-2 in a conference 6-2 overall. For JCN, coming into the game at 3-2 and 3-3 on the season. Tigers are going to be starting Trenton Kimmy and Matt Worley with Creighton Bowerly, Colton Myers, and James Sheets. Tigers are going to have the ball to begin things. Quick three popped and no good. Rebound is going to be lost out of play. It'll come back to Jefferson County North. And the Chargers, under first season head coach Corey Noel, are going to be starting Connor Kearns and Blake Fowler, Carson McAfee, Calvin Manville, and Ethan Noel. Tigers in the home whites with orange and black. JCN, the traveling green with white. It'll be their first possession of the game. We're scoreless a half a minute in. McAfee will work his way down to the left side, brings it back off on top. Gets it there to Manville. Calvin, right hand, now left hand dribble, all the way out, heels near the center circle. Kicks it back over to the left side to Fowler. Will Blake miss some part of the season? He's getting himself well, and he seems like he's looking all right out here. They'll bounce pass back over to the right side, and JCN is being very, very patient to start the game. The drive into the lane, the cut across, the dish back out. No shot. Back to the baseline is going to go. And the Chargers are just going to reverse the ball and take it back around the left side. Here's a three. McAfee. Boom! And with that, JCN has broken out on top on a McAfee three. Tigers back down the floor with it. Their second possession of the game. They'll go three. No. And a rebound. Fowler's going to clear it down. Here comes Jefferson County North. They'll kick it down the right side to Connor Kearns. McAfee, left side, it'll go to Fowler. Carson will take it again. Top side, Connor. Kearns looks in, comes way out high between the circles. And again, the heels all the way out to the center circles. Manville brings it way out to the top. Here's a 15-footer. Fowler for two. It is quickly 5-0. Jefferson County North. We are 2 minutes into the game. Chargers back on defense. Here's a Tiger three. Got it from deep to the left side. Trenton Kimmy. The ladies' game tonight loaded with three-point shots. This one might be similar. Here's a feed underneath. Then going up to the layup, Ethan Nolan is going to be fouled and will come to the line for two. first foul of the evening for the Tigers. I believe it's going to be on Colton. It is. Colton Myers will have his first foul. A pair of free throws here. Free throw. It's up and good. And Ethan Knoll will have his first point tonight. Hey, I got news. I got word between games that an old friend and mentor is listening. Second free throw is up and a little bit short. Rebounding it down is Atchison County. Mr. Larry Sandy. I mean, he has coached at both of these schools, longtime educator, and continues to do what he loves to do, coaching and teaching. So, Mr. Sandy, I hope you're enjoying the ball game tonight. We wish you well, and it's good to hear that you're tuned in this evening. We're going to get another foul on Colton Myers for Atchison County, and with 5:35 to play in the opening quarter, Colton is going to go to the bench. 6-3, JCN in front. Charges with the basketball and way out on the right side with it. It's going to be Calvin. Now the pass underneath and the ball's going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. That can come into JCN at their offensive baseline. 5:22 to go in the opening quarter. 6-3, Jeff North in front. Quickly comes into the left side to Noel. Back out on top, it'll go to Connor. Driving in is McAfee. He'll travel. Nope. Brings it off. On top. 3-point shot. Rebounding it down is going to be the Tigers. Clearing it down is Trenton Kimmy. The outlet pass up the court. Lost for a moment, but saved by Matt Worley. Worley will lob it off on top. Getting it there is going to be Trenton. Kimmy has the 3 points for the Tigers on a long shot. Just early in the game. We're 3 minutes in. Tigers into the lane. A little contact. A little stumble. And as players for each team come to the ground, they jump back to their feet, and we're going to have a foul called. Foul is going to be on Calvin. It'll be his first, and it'll be the first JCN foul tonight. A couple of substitutions coming into the game for Coach Knoll. Entering the game is going to be both Andrew Baker and Grady Knoll. So Andrew and Grady both come in. Andrew is a big guy out on the floor. Here's a baseline shot. Too strong. Rebounded underneath. And the ball is going to be knocked free. Still a little bit. And the Chargers are going to come up with it. Flying up the court is going to be McAfee. He'll drive left. Goes into the lane. Splits two defenders. And his crossover layup is too hard. And he's going to steal it back. And have it taken back away from him by James Sheets. Tigers are bringing up the floor. 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 6-3 game. The drive into the lane. The shot rejected by Baker. Here comes JCN, coast to coast, and the shot's going to be knocked away, and we're going to get a foul. Official will make his way over to the scorer's table. It is going to be on the Tigers, and having just come into the game, Ben Rush will pick up his first foul. It'll be Tiger team foul 3. JCN has committed 1 so far. Back to the free throw line. The shot is going to be up, and Calvin Mandel can't get it to go. JCN early in the ballgame, struggling at the stripe. They are 1 of 3 as a team. 4 minutes and 23 seconds to go in the opening quarter. It is a 6-3 Charger lead. Right-handed free throw flipped up and in. So Mandel will hit one of his two, pushing the lead now to 7-3. Pass comes out on top. A little look way over to the right side to Trenton. Now here's going to be Matt. Worley has it by the circle right in front of the JCN bench. Pushes it out to Sheets. James will slide to the right side. James got a cool pair of teal-colored shoes. Here's a 3 for the Tigers, missing from the outside by Kimmy. And rebounding it down is going to be Jefferson County North. It's a 3-on-3 up-court break. Chargers looking to feed it down low. Backing in as Baker goes up, has his shot batted away. It's loose on the floor. Tigers are going to pick it up. Here comes Sheets. He'll bring it into the forecourt, taking it down the right side in front of the scorer's table. Swings it over to the left. Kimmy's got it. Now back out on top again. It'll come to Sheets. 3.5 to play. Opening quarter. 7-3. Jeff North out front here in this Northeast Kansas League game. Top side. Set shot off the screen for 3 is no good. Chargers are going to rebound it down. We have a collision and we have a foul. This one is going to be on Matt Worley. His first foul tonight. And for the Tigers, it'll be 4 fouls now. ACCA Jensville once again reach into the bench, and this time it'll be Dalton Damon. coming into the lineup. 3:20 to go, first quarter. Again, not a ton of points so far in this game. Teams are being very patient, very deliberate with the basketball, with their possessions. Now driving in is going to be McAfee. As he goes up, the ball's going to be swatted away. Is there a foul? No, but Dalton Damon coming down with a rebound, steps on the baseline. Chargers are going to have him back into their offensive end. 3:08 to go in the first quarter. Down to the baseline, looking in, head fake a couple of times, and now the inbound pass is going to be batted away, badly done by J.C. and stolen. Tigers are going to be up the court. It's a two-on-two break. The running layup is going to be up and in. Trenton Kimmy has his fifth point tonight. He makes it a two-point J.C. and lead. It's 7-5, and we're down to 2:55 to play opening quarter. Skip pass is going to go over to the left side. Looking in, back out on top, and it's going to be batted away. Just a blind reach for the ball. Slapped away, driving down in a Charger foul. Creighton Powerly, as he was playing defense, he was just keeping the hands out in what he assumed were going to be the passing lanes, and he was exactly correct, spot on. Slapped the ball away, and he comes up court with it, gets fouled. It is the first foul of the game by Ethan Noel. And a couple of free throws coming up here for Creighton, who's looking for his first point tonight. And that free throw will not get it. It remains 7-5. One more shot coming here for the 6'2" senior, Creighton Bowerly. This one is airborne, and it will go out. No good also. Rebound, Jeff Norris. Ethan Noel will bring it down the floor. Picks it down the right side, and great defense by Dalton Damon as he cut Ethan off. Noel tried to hit the brakes, but that back foot, that pivot foot kind of bounced a little bit. It's going to go to the Tigers. However, prior to the ball being put in play, we're going to have a timeout. So, Neil, let's do it. We've got a break in the action here with 2 minutes and 36 seconds to go in the opening quarter in Effingham, Kansas. The score, Jeff North 7, ACCHS 5.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
As we return, well, congratulations to the MHMA girls tonight as they have a win at McLeod, 49-31. So head coach Luke Knoll notches a win. Back down court with it. Here comes Atchison County coming out of the timeout. That's a long three. It is going to be off the mark and a long rebound taken down by Jefferson County North. Coming up with the basketball is going to be Ethan. Ethan brings it back out on top, and Fowler will have it back in the game. Chargers will swing it over to the left side. Looking into the middle, there's not a lot of room for Grady. Now the feed underneath, and Fowler goes up for the layup and gets fouled by Bowerly. Fisher's going to walk over and make the indication at the score table. For Creighton, it is going to be foul number one. For the Tigers, it'll be team foul five. Back at the free throw line comes Jeff North, and it'll be Blake Fowler striding up there. Here's first of two. It's good. Jeff North is now 3 of 5 at the free throw line. Mandela is 1 of 2, and Ethan Noel is 1 of 2, but Fowler is going to be 2 of 2. And now, are we getting another foul called? Okay, so what we've got, Blake's basket is going to count, right? Yes. Makes it 5-9. And then we've got a foul on JCN, on Grady. It'll be his first team foul, 3. Bowerly will take the ball all the way to the other end. Tries to get a shot away, but it won't go. They'll kick it back to the right. Sheets will launch the 3 and hit it. James Sheets from outside. It is now 9-8. And the baseball pass to the other end of the floor for JCN is a little long and a little wild, and they're going to turn it over. Head coach Corey Noel is going to make a couple of substitutions, returning starters, Carson McAfee and Calvin Manville to the floor. So McAfee is out there, Manville's out there, Fowler's on the court. I see Ethan out there. Here's a driving layup that misses. Rebounding it down, Jefferson County North. Back over to the left side to Fowler. Here's a pass inside the block, changing directions, falling away. The spinning shot is up and good. Ethan Knowles, third point. It is 11-8, JCN. 1:20 to go in the first quarter. By the way, Connor Kearns is the fifth Charger player out of the floor. Here's a three for Kimmy. No. Rebound's going to be tipped and a collision, and I think this foul is going to be on Dalton Damon. It is going to be Dalton's first foul. Two, four, that's six, according to my book. Yep, 16 fouls for Atchison County. With still a minute 11 to go, opening quarter. So expect the second quarter to slow down a little bit. They keep fouling, and we're going to start seeing now soon, like immediately, we're going to start seeing free throw shots. Here's about an 18-foot jump shot. Hangs on the rim, but it won't go in. Chargers are going to rebound it down. The follow shot is going to be missed. The next follow shot is going to be missed, and now we're going to have a Tiger foul. Now, the official's walking over there having a word with two Tiger fans, or two Tiger players out on the floor. He does not like the way they're handling this foul being called. The whistle will be foul number two for Matt Worley. It'll be Tiger team foul seven. However, the foul called in the act of shooting, and that's going to have Calvin at the free throw line for a couple. First one, no good. Manville is now 1 of 3 at the free throw line. One more shot coming up here for Calvin Manville from JCN, the junior, on its way. Misses that one. Rebound, Bowerly. Here comes ACCHS. We're in the last minute of the opening quarter. It's an 11-8 game. One possession game. Tigers will work around to the right side. Here's the shot for the tie. Got it. From the right corner, Bowerly ties the game. It is 11-11. And we've got a half a minute to play first quarter. JCN works around to the left side. Holding it up is going to be Manville. He gets it to Fowler. Fowler will step inside, kicks it back to Manville. He's alone. That three is off the mark. Calvin looking to score. Now we're going to have a whistle on the rebound. It's going to be a Charger foul from the way everybody's moving to the other end of the floor. This is going to be the second foul of the ballgame for Ethan Noel, who is going to check out. And then right back into the JCN lineup is going to come the sophomore, Andrew Baker. 16 seconds left in the first. Atchison County, the game now tied, has the ball up topside. That was a double dribble. That's right. That was a good call out there by the official. Everybody had missed it. The player stopped, dribbled the ball one time, picked it up, was being defended, and then he's going to drive around to the right side, so he puts it on the floor again. There was quite a delay between those two events. And no one in the crowd said anything. Usually when somebody does something, it was even partially questionable. The crowd is oohing and aahing. It was silence, but really good call by Myron there. Here's a running shot. No, and the rebound is down, and the first quarter's over. It has been a little bit wild. It's been up and down. It's been foul-ridden, but it's close. We go to the second quarter in Effingham. JCN and the Tigers tied at 11.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Welcome back. Doing a little paperwork here and see if we can see any trends. Well, basically, here's what's going on. JCN has led for most of the game, but the Tigers have been able to tie this thing back up. ACC into the free throw line, hurting themselves at 4 of 7 free throw shooting. ACCHS is 0 for 2 at the free throw line, not doing themselves any good either. Three-point shooting has been where the Tigers have shown. JCN has hit one three-point shot. That was Carson McAfee very early in the game. And ACCHS has hit three threes, one each for Trenton Kimmy, Creighton Bowerly, and James Sheets. Now the possession arrow is being checked, and it'll be JCN basketball to begin the second half. Welcome back, everybody. Neil, our producer, engineer, taking care of things tonight. Back at the Care Sports Studios, Tom Counts with you here in Effingham, Kansas. JCN with the basketball, and the second quarter is underway. 11-11. Couple of teams, each with only two losses on the season. Fowler with it for the Chargers. On the road tonight. Back out on top, it'll come to McAfee. He gets run into, backs away. They'll swing it back again over to the left side to Manville. Calvin swishes it over to the right. McAfee, he wants a cutter down to the baseline, doesn't get him. Here's Baker with it up on top. JCN being very patient. Here's Baker, puts on a move, driving, shot is up and in. Andrew Baker will have his first point of the game, and he will put JCN in front at 13-11, a minute into the second quarter. Tigers will go for three. They love this, but that one will not go in. Fowler with a rebound. Here comes Jeff North. They'll quickly go left side, pass it in the middle for the turnaround shot. Baker, good for two more. So matching Andrew Baker up in the middle with Colton Myers, who picked up his second foul very early in the opening quarter, but he's back in the game now, playing with two. Round to the right side is going to be Sheets. Now down to the block where the layup is going to be up and in for Trenton Kimmy, and he leads his team now with 7 points. It's 15-13. 6:20 to play, opening half. They'll skip pass to the right side of the lane, and well anticipated by the Tigers. A turnover by Grady. Here comes ACCHS. Or they will have it on the right side, working in front of head coach Corey Knoll and the JCN bench. Back over to the left is going to be Colton Myers on the court. Goes in, drops a shoulder, puts up the shot. Is there a foul or is there a travel? It's going to be a foul called on Baker. It'll be his first foul of the game. Team fouls, 7 by the Tigers, and now 5 by Jefferson County North. And now we're going to get Colton Myers out of the game. Coach Smith having a long visit with him as he comes over to the near side. He's going to have him sit right up next to assistant coach Alex Thornburg. The pass over to the left side, and Tigers are going to bring it back out on top. Worley took Bowerly. They run a little motion back to the right side. Driving across is Kimmy. Sheets out on top. Here's a three. Up and good. Matt Worley getting his first points of the game. And the Tigers are in front. This is the first lead for Atchison County. Rebound off the missed shot. Pulled down by JCN. And we're going to get a foul on the floor, putting the Chargers on the free throw line. It is 16-15 Atchison County. And Andrew Baker coming to the free throw line is Tigers picking up that foul. It is going to be on Carter Swenson. The free throw, no good. And we're going to get a shot underneath. Matt Worley hits another two. And it's now 18-15. Tigers have outscored JCN 7-2 here in the second quarter. We're down to 5 minutes to go in the first half. Here's Fowler from 15. Got it. Blake Fowler's 6 points. And it's 18-17. ACCHS back to the left side. Comes out on top. Another three is launched. It's off the window, no good. And rebounding it down is going to be Jefferson County North. Brady Knoll will clear it down and bring it up the court. Chargers back on offense, trailing by one. 4:44 to go in the half. Hunter Kearns with the top side gets to McAfee. Carson to Connor. Connor plays off the screen, picked up on the switch, now bounces it off the side of his foot, and it's going to go out of bounds. Tiger basketball. Back into the game for JCN will come Calvin Manville. Back into the game for Atchison County is going to come Colton Myers. Colton still looking for his first point tonight for Coach Smith. 4:20 to go in the first half. Myers has it on the right side. It goes off his hands and out of bounds. Tigers are going to turn it over. 18-17. ACCHS in front. Neither team has ever had a big lead in the game. Largest advantage for the Tigers has been 3. Largest advantage for JCN has been 5. First to the left, back to the right. McAfee thinking about the 3, couldn't get it away. Goes on the right side to Fowler. Fowler tries to drive in, and they're going to call an offensive foul. Blake Fowler is going to be whistled for the player control foul. It'll be his first of the game. And Charger team foul 6. 3:50 to go, first half. Sheets will walk it up the floor. JCN goes player defense. Way up at the top of the key is going to be Trenton Kimmy. Back to the left side of Sheets. Out on top, that's Bowerly with it. Again, Kimmy kicks it right. Stepping inside is going to be Worley. Off the window with an easy layup, and it won't go in, but a foul called. That's why it didn't go in. And a couple of more free throws coming up here for Atchison County. That will be foul number 2 for the Chargers, Calvin Manville. First of 2? No. Matt Worley, who's got 5 in the game, all of them here in the second quarter. James Sheets is going to come back into the game. And again, back out for the Tigers is going to be Colton Myers. James coming to the near side, getting a little wrap put on his right wrist. Second free throw is going to rattle around for a moment and then fall in. Half a dozen for Matt Worley. It is 19-17 Tigers at 3.5 to play first half. Here comes JCN. Chargers come out on top to McAfee. He backs way out to the top. Comes back across. Plays off the screen. Goes into the lane. Puts up a shot that wedges. And there's going to be another foul called. It is going to be the second foul of the game by Carter Swinson. So Carter Swinson for ACCHS, foul number 2, it'll be team foul 9. McAfee coming to the line, his first free throw tonight. He hit a 3 early in the game, has not scored since then, and this front one is up and in. So 4 points now, Carson McAfee. Jim getting pretty quiet as he looks over the second one. And that one is going to be too strong. And rebound is going to be tipped out. Pulled back down. JCN followed up and missed. Rebounded down. JCN followed up. And they're going to call a foul probably over the back. Yes. Andrew Baker getting upstairs. Going over the top. And for Andrew, it'll be foul number 2. And now I indicated this earlier back in the opening quarter when fouls were beginning to pile up pretty early on. It said we were probably going to see a lot of free throws as the half unfolded. Well, that's what it's going to become here. Free throws up and not going to go in for Bowerly. He is 0-for-3 at the free throw line. Quite uncharacteristic. He's a much better shooter than that. 3 minutes to go in the half. Chargers back up court for the basketball. They trail by 1 at 19-18. JCN, top side is going to be Connor Kearns. Back over to McAfee. McAfee guarded by Sheets. His pass to the middle is going to be stolen. The pass across, stolen back by McAfee. He's got a 1-on-3 break, comes down, gets it to Baker. It's up and in. McAfee, the assist. And a backup for Andrew Baker, his 6th of the second quarter. And driving down the right side. Here's a layup that misses. Rebound pulled back down by the Tigers. Follow shot. Nope, he's going to kick it back out on top. Tigers with the ball. Now they trail by 1. It's 20-19. 2:10 to go first half. You knew this game was going to be like this. It was going to be close. It was going to be back and forth. We've been getting exactly what we expected. The driving layup for Bowerly is in, and he's got 5 points. Back in front goes Atchison County at 21-20. A minute 58 to go in the half. JCN taking it down the court. Chargers try to drive in, kick it back. McAfee, the rainbow shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Atchison County. Here comes Trenton Kimmy. He'll drive down, goes in, finger roll up a good. Trenton Kimmy hits the bucket. Tigers going to take a timeout. Let's do it, Neil. With a minute 40 to go in the opening half, ACCHS has their biggest lead of the game. Tigers 23, Chargers 20.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Well, this game is being decided by free throws. Neither team is trying to win it that way. ACCHS right now is 1 of 4 at the free throw line, and not much better. JCN is 5 of 10, 4 of 8 in the opening quarter, and 1 out of 2 here in the second. So neither team hitting much at the free throw line, and in a close game, well, that could be really, really important as we move along. Down to a minute 35 to go. JCN bringing it up the court, trailing by 3 at 23-20. Chargers have it on top. Morley tried to go with the steal. Kind of like that quarterback jumping around. The feed goes in the middle. The shot is going to be up and missing. The follow shot is going to be up and missing. The follow shot is going to be up and stripped away. Tigers coming up with the basketball. It's going to be stolen back. The feed comes in the middle. The dish over to the right side, and the Tigers commit a foul. That was a wild, wild sequence. JCN missing shot after shot, and we're not complete blank bunnies here. Could not get him to fall. Ultimately, it'll be the first foul of the game for James Sheets. Connor Kearns is going to come to the line. His first free throw of the game misses, and these two teams absolutely not shooting free throws well. Chargers are now 5 of 11 at the free throw line. Second free throw is good. So Kearns will get his first point of the game. It is 23-21 with a minute 11 left. Atchison County can get their largest lead of the game on this possession. Colton Myers is back in. He flashes to the top, takes the ball there, and then runs down the lane where he sets a screen. Driving in, there's no travel. Here's the feed to the left side, and the three from deep in the left corner is up and good for Worley. Crowd not happy with the calls who are lack thereof, and it's now 26-21. Atchison County up 5, just over a half a minute to go in the half now. Chargers don't want to let the Tigers stretch the lead. ACCHS would love to get a chance to score one more and give them a little breathing room going into the break. Baker has it right side, steps inside of Colton Myers, feeds underneath the rim, a head fake later, the ball is going to be stripped away, Tigers are going to have it with 16, lots of time. Down the floor comes Worley, kicks it across to the left side, uncontested threes, in and out, rebounding it back down, JCM. All alone to the left corner, I thought Trent was going to hit that, but he does not. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2, the shot is up and missing, and that will take us to halftime. Interesting first half of basketball. We'll be back to try to summarize it for you. As they go to the locker room in Effingham in the boys' game, it is ACCHS 26, JCN 21.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
But with the Tigers outscoring the Chargers 15-10 in the second quarter, they go to the locker room leading it 26-21. A quick recap of the opening half scoring for you. First of all, for the visitors from JCN, pacing away Blake Fowler and coming off the bench, Andrew Baker, each of whom has six. It's four in the half for Carson McAfee, a three-point half for Ethan Nohl, and a point apiece, Calvin Manville and Connor Kearns, JCN. 1 3-point shot in the entire first half, an early shot by Carson McAfee, and 6 of 12 at the free throw line. For ACCHS, painted away Trenton Kimmy and Matt Worley, each with 9 points. Matt got all of his in the second quarter. Creighton Bowerly has 5, and James Sheets has 3. For the Tigers, they have been scoring it from the outside. That's where their points have come from, is where they are 5 3-point shots in the game. However, at the free throw line, the Tigers are only 1 of 5 at the stripe. Great halftime going on out here. We're going to enjoy that. There's parents dancing with children. Got to love that. We're going to take a break. Second half coming up live here on Kent Radio, but right now with a halftime score of the men's game. ACCHS 26, JCN 21. Back we go to Neil in the Care Sports Studio, where he has been preparing an outstanding halftime, especially for you.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
We are so glad you are with us here on this Tuesday. High school basketball across the region. And the game you're listening to, halftime score, ACCHS leading it. Scoring a little bit of a run there, the end of the first half. 26-21, the Tigers leading the Chargers. Second half coverage coming your way in about 6.5 minutes. We'll send it back out to Tom Kautz. He will have your second half. Let's get you over to some final scores, high school final scores here with, we'll start with the girls finals from this evening. Earlier here on Care Radio, you heard ACCHS and JCN, the final ACCHS 49 and JCN 23. Elsewhere, Onega defeated Troy this evening. Again, these are girls finals, 50-45, the final on that one. It was Perry LeCompton over Holton, 30-22. How about Northeast Kansas League basketball? Marhill Mount Academy. Head coach Luke Knoll getting a big win. 49-31 over McLeod. Again, MHMA with the victory. A few other finals for you here. Donovan West defeated Centralia 60-35. It was Frankfort over Wetmore 73-14. Blue Valley, a fairly close one. They defeated Horton 57-50. And also, as we zoom out just a little bit here, Nemaha Central over Riverside 42-31, the final in that one. A couple of TVL matchups I mentioned, kind of zoom out a little bit here. I know we do have some interest in the Twin Valley League. Hanover over Axtell 58-31. Clifton Clyde defeated Washington County 52-35. So those are finals from high school girls basketball games. And of course, you can view these scores online at mscsports.net. Our sports team doing an outstanding job of getting those posted. Let's get you over to college basketball. Big game tonight in Manhattan, Kansas, where the 11th ranked K-State Wildcats defeated Oklahoma State. The final there, 65-57, very close throughout. Oklahoma State had a narrow lead at halftime. They were ahead by two, but K-State gets the victory again at home, 65-57 over Oklahoma State. So that's the scores we have here. Once again, your halftime score of the game you're listening to, ACCHS is leading JCN 26-21.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly clear skies tonight with lows around 30. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow, highs around 51. Cloudy again tomorrow night, a mixture of precipitation likely. Lows level off around 25. Turning much cooler Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid-30s. About an inch of snow tomorrow night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
All right, 8:27 on your Tuesday evening. Pretty nice out there. My goodness, for January, upper 30s. We're at 39 degrees in downtown Atchison here in the Care Sports Studio. Halftime score, ACCHS leading JCN 26-21, ACCHS leading JCN. We'll send it back out to Tom Counts in about 3 minutes. We're going to take a break. Actually, let's look at the sports schedule right now as we take a look ahead to tomorrow evening. Benedictine College basketball, Ravens hosting Evangel. 5:30 for the women, followed by the men. Tom and Gus Counts on the call. Again, that is tomorrow. As by the way, the Ravens are on the road this weekend, so if you want to catch them at home this week, you'll have to do that tomorrow. And let's look ahead just a little bit farther out to Friday evening, back to high school basketball. We're going to feature Marhill Mount Academy and Valley Falls. That's going to be your doubleheader coming up on Friday, so go ahead and mark that. Girls varsity around 6, followed by the boys around 8. By the way, Marhill Mount Academy girls did pick up a win this evening. Just want to check that score here for you over McClouth, MHMA 49-31, victorious this evening. So again, we'll have MHMA and Valley Falls on Friday as we take a look ahead at that sports schedule. Also, up at MSCSports.net, I just want to give a huge shout-out for our sports team, the great Athlete of the Week articles that are up there brought to you by Highland Community College. And right now, Natalie Nitz is featured. She had a great night for ACCHS. Undefeated Tigers, and you can check out that article again at mscsports.net. Congratulations to Natalie Nitz for those honors. That's your Girls Athlete of the Week. The Boys Athlete of the Week is Jackson Weiss. Great story up there about Jackson Heights, the freshman wrestler at MHMA. So that's just some of the great content at mscsports.net, along with sports scores and the sports schedule. Okay, we're going to take a break, about a one-minute break, and we'll send it back out to Tom Counts. He'll have second-half coverage of ACCHS and JCN.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
At Union State Bank of Atchison, they are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while they're always focused on delivering the latest advancements to their customers, they're grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of their business. Each of their 8 branches has its own community history, while enjoying the advances they can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we welcome you back again to Effingham, Kansas, where two teams are back out of the quarter. Had a little extended halftime, took an extra few minutes. It's all good. They were kind of routine, and you see schools do this where the normal halftime dancing group will bring parents or other family members or friends or whatever out to do a little routine with them. Did that here to the delight of a really big crowd on hand here this evening. So all good stuff. Both teams are now back out of the court doing their pre-second half warm-ups, and it'll give me a chance to maybe get you up to speed. Some of the guys from around the other games on the stations have got some scores. Let's see where we're at here. And girls games, Prairie Le Compton defeated Holton 30-22. Nemaha Central over Riverside 42-31. Onega defeating Troy 50-45. Sabetha 38, Hiawatha 36. And another close game. Halftime scores around the area. You've got Onega leading Troy at the end of the quarter, 15-10. Halftime score with Sabetha in front of Hiawatha by a substantial 32-14. And similarly, Nemaha Central leads Riverside at the half, 30-18. Say what? Tomorrow night, wait a minute. Troy has taken a lead, 25-20 over Onega at halftime. So there's that, just hot off the press. Tomorrow night, we've got college basketball on CARE Radio's Benedictine. It's going to wrap up this three-game homestand to begin 2023. We'll be up in the Nolan Gymnasium as Evangel comes to call for the final time ever. So kind of make a note of that. Ladies game 5:30, guys game 7:30, Ravens and the Valor. Didn't think I'd remember that mascot, did you? Here on CARE Radio. Here's a shot quickly up and in. So as quickly as we get back, we are going to be up and good for two, and the Tigers stretch their lead to 28-21. 7.5 to go in the third quarter. JCN looking for some offense a little bit there. Have not shot well from the outside. Haven't shot much from the outside. Now the drive is going to go to the baseline. Kicking it back, it's going to go to McAfee. It's going to be called for a travel, and JCN is going to turn over the basketball. It is a 7-point lead, largest lead of the game for either team now. As the Tigers are in front and coming up court with the basketball, Sheets will have it. He'll swing it to the back door, and we're going to get a travel topside. James was going to swing the pass over to the edge. A defender jumped up, so he had to alter a little bit what he was going to do. He had some momentum that caused him to move, and well, then that's that story is turning it over. Chargers are going to have it back. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. JCN is yet to score here in the second half. Out on top is going to be Fowler. Both teams have the starting five out there, by the way. For the Tigers, Kimmy, Worley, Bowerly, Myers, and Sheets. For the Chargers, Kearns, Fowler, McAfee, Manville, and Ethan Noel. Kearns will have it. Out on top it'll come. Bit of a head fake by Ethan. Drives down the right side. Wants to get a shot off. Can't. Here comes McAfee. Back on top it'll go to Fowler. JCN working it. Trying to find some open room inside. The Tiger defense has been splendid. 6.5 to go. Now driving inside. The shot is going to get up off the window, and it won't go in. And the rebound is going to come down to Atchison County. That was a nice job and a bit of work, but did not finish for the Chargers. Now here's a shot from the outside. We're going to get an offensive foul against Atchison County. So wave off that bucket. It'll remain at 28-21. Officials coming over the scores table. We did not get the call against whom the foul was assessed. It is going to be on Creighton Bowerly. So Bowerly will have his second foul of the game. It'll be the first foul of the second half by either team. Coming here, 6:21 to go in the third quarter. Here comes JCN. Chargers are going to crawl back into this thing. Probably going to need to start sooner than later. McAfee's going to drive down, gets inside his defender, and He's going to be called for the second travel in three trips up the floor. 6:11 to play here in the third quarter. Back up the floor, Tigers. Sheets will kick it over to Bowerly. Goes back door underneath. Kimmy misses the bunny. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Jeff North. Quickly over to the right side with it. In the game is Grady Knoll. Left side it goes. McAfee cuts into the middle. Stops. Dishes across. That was a nice play. And again, completely point blank and undefended in the layup where Ethan does not go in. And now a break for JCN as the Tigers pass to a wide open teammate underneath the rim. Goes off his hands and out of bounds. And these teams, look, you'd think in a close game like this, in a conference game, in a rival game, a couple of teams that are not very far geographically apart, it seems like we got a focus concentration issue. Here's a drive across on a reverse layup. Will not go in for Grady. But now the ball is going to be knocked away and lost out of bounds. JC, in a good break for them, is going to have it back in at their offensive baseline. Still a 28-21 game. 10-5, 28 to go. So this far into the second half, and JCN has yet to put a point on the board, and the Tigers are putting in only two. On the left side, Kearns. Top side, McAfee. They'll kick it back over to the right, Ethan. 5:15 to go. Now McAfee kind of backing away, and they're going to call him for an offensive foul. That was a great job with the flop by James Sheets. And for Carson McAfee, it'll be foul number one, team foul one of the second half. McAfee's coming out of the ball game, and Coach Corey Knoll is going to go bigger. As when he comes out, he is going to bring Andrew Baker in. And now the ball's going to be stolen. Here comes Connor Kearns. Comes down, goes in, goes up, hits the layup. First point of the second half for JCN. Coming at 4:56 to play in the third quarter. It's a five-point game, 28-23. So, again, in a low-scoring game, every bucket huge, and neither of these teams doing a lot to really help themselves right now. The drive over to the left side. Here's a baseline three all alone and missed. Trenton couldn't get it to fall. Chargers are going to bring it up the floor. They try to transition. They like to do that. They'll skip it over to the left side. An open three, way off the mark. And a rebound is going to be slapped away, lost out of bounds, and it's going to be off Andrew Baker. Baker reaching up over the top of the Tigers' James Sheets, thinking he was going to be able to corral that thing in, but then just couldn't quite grab a handle on it. 4:15 to play in the third quarter. Still a 28-23 game. Tigers have it right side with Worley. Back out on top to Kimmy. They'll feed off the left block. Shot blocked by Baker right out of the hands of Colton Myers. Here comes JCN. Fowler will go left. Back off on top it comes. Noel will take it. Topside Fowler. Back over to the left to Connor. Kearns looks to the middle. Finds no room. Gets it up here to Grady. 3:45 to play third quarter. Right now JCN just standing with the ball. Here's a drive underneath, and the layup again is going to be missed by JCN. And Ethan just can't get that two-foot shot to fall for him. 3.5 to play. The ball's going to be stripped away and stolen. We're in the third quarter. Back up, and it's going to come Fowler. She'll take it coast-to-coast. And again, we get a flop on the other end that does not get called a foul. And then on the tip up of the layup missed, we do have a foul called on the Tigers. It's going to be the third foul of the game by Colton Myers. At the line, Andrew Baker. He had 6 points, all of them in the second quarter. Has not had a free throw yet. The shot here rolls in. So Andrew is the leading scorer for his team with 7 points. JCN is going to take Ethan Knoll out of the game and bring McAfee back in. ACCHS is going to take Colton out with those 30 fouls. This free throw is perfect. So Baker, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. He has 8 points. Makes it 28-25, and we're back to a one-possession game with 3:21 to go in the third. Not a lot of third-quarter scoring here in Effingham, Kansas. Tigers will drive it to the right side. Here's an open three, and knocking it down, Matt Worley. He has a dozen points, three threes so far tonight. 31-25. The feed to the baseline, and as Baker goes up for the shot, we'll have another Tiger foul. And there's a mismatch that Jason, I believe, is going to use. Now we got a technical. And the official's calling over head coach Taylor Smith of ACCHS, and he's going to explain to him what the technical is. He asked Coach to come over, but Coach said, I think you should come to talk to me, and he does. So here we go. Let's get this sorted out. First, we will take the two-shot foul. And coming to the line, it's going to be Baker, by the way. He's going to get a two shots. First one is good. 1 more shot coming up here for Andrew. Long look. Shot is up. Will not go in. So it's down 31-26. And now we're going to get the technical shots. And these are going to be taken by Carson. And his free throw is not going to go in. Carson's having some struggles this evening. He's 1 of 3 at the free throw line. 4 points. And he's only field goal in the opening maybe 2 minutes of the game. This free throw is good. So the Chargers go 2 of 4 at the free throw line in that sequence hand. They're going to get the ball back. It is now 31-27. It's still 2:57 to play. And now the officials are going to have another brief conversation out on the floor. I'm not sure just where they're... Okay, both of those fouls, the foul and the technical foul, were on Carter Swinson for ACCHS. So that puts him at 4 fouls, by the way. Here comes the Chargers, driving down McAfee, splits the defense, finger rolls, and scores. Carson McAfee makes it 31-30. And we're at 2:43 to go. And now we get a foul topside. First foul of the ball game for Connor. And back in the play comes from the far side. Right now, the game's just not going along way smoothly. These teams are just both seem a little out of kilter, and yet it's not like it's the first game of the second semester, is it? 2:40 to play. You see, these teams have already played games last week. 31-30 is your score. JC and trailing the Tigers by one. One of the ball upstairs is going to be Trenton Kimmy. Dumps it over to Greaton Bowerly. Way out near the 28-foot mark on the right side. Bowerly cuts into the lane. Dumps it over to the left side where Sheets is all alone for three. It's up and no good. Rebound off the floor. Pulled down by Fowler. Jason coming up the court. Quickly down the right side. Going to be McAfee. Gets it back to Fowler. He'll go baseline. Comes out to Carson in front of his team's bench. And around the horn with it, they're going to go with 2 minutes to go in the third. Now McAfee topside. They'll kick it over to the left. Looking into the middle is going to be Ethan Knoll. Feeds it over to the block. Back it'll come to Ethan. Comes back off on top. You got to love the matchup in the middle. There's two big, big guys with Baker and Myers in there. Now McAfee gets knocked to the floor on the steal. And we're going to get a foul on the Tigers. The foul is going to be on Matt Worley. And that will be his third foul tonight. We're down to 1:54 to go in the third quarter. It'll be team foul 5 for ACCHS. JCN is committed 2. McAfee's going to bring it in, and then be giving the ball right back. Carson kicks it over to the right side. Over to the edge with it is going to be Ethan. Top side Fowler, left side McAfee. The feed to the left side of the lane. Going into the lane, pulling up, shot up off the window, but no good. Offensive rebound underneath, and Baker's going to save it and dribble it back out to the baseline corner. Gets it in the middle of Fowler. He'll start to drive in and come back out on top. With 1:28 to go in the third quarter. Still a one-point game. McAfee goes in. Dishes off underneath. Baker up and missed it. Gets his own rebound. On the floor. Goes up. Missed it. Gets his own rebound. Goes up. Hits the third shot. Dominating in the middle. Andrew Baker's, but JCN back in front. at 32-31. We've got a minute eight to go, and with a move into the lane, the ball is going to be knocked away, and a foul is going to be called. And before anything happens, we're going to get a timeout on the floor. It's a little wild out of the court. Let's do it. We're taking a break at a minute eight to go. The score in the third quarter is Jeff North 32, Atchison County 31.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
We're down to a minute eight to go in the third quarter. Tigers are going to be putting it in play at their baseline. Welcome back here to Effingham, Kansas. What a game this has turned into. Now we've got multiple players on the floor, and we're going to have another offensive foul calling. Atchison County, and we get another technical. The Tiger players keep barking at the official. And we got one official on here tonight who is having none of it. There's the T on top of the foul. These are going to go on Matt Worley, and I suspect that is five. Right? It was. He had three. And I think he got the foul and then the T. But we're going to wait. The officials are out of the court sorting it all out. And we're going to come over to the scorer's table. That would be a crushing blow for Effingham losing him. Now, Assistant Coach Thornburg is coming out talking to the official. And I have yet to see against whom these fouls are called. It has not been come over and told to the scorer's table that I have seen, nor has it been put up on the scoreboard as each team has been sent over to their respective benches and the officials kind of get everything ironed out, and the technical shots are going to be taken by McAfee. So Carson is back at the line. A couple of more tee shots. He's already taken two in this quarter. First free throw will not go in. He's just struggling to score tonight. He's a great shooter. He's now 2 of 5 at the free throw line. One more shot coming up for the junior for JCN. This one is up, misses them both. Still a 32-31 game. So I've not seen, have I, a fifth foul call. I've seen nothing go up on the scoreboard. So here we go. McAfee's got the ball. Chargers with a basketball, leading it by one at 32-31. McAfee goes in, leans in, shoots and misses. We better go back down. It's going to be ACCHS and Colton Myers. Pass over to the right side. Tigers with the basketball. We're down to a half a minute to go in the third quarter. The feed is going to go across. It's going to be filled by JCN. The outlet is going to go to Fowler. He's down the court. Breakaway, lays it up. Missed the runaway layup. JCN absolutely, absolutely unable to score here tonight. Point blank shots, layups, breakaway drives, free throws. Just can't get points. 32-31, the Tigers down only by one. Ball's going to go out of bounds, but for the Chargers, a break, they will have it back in. Here's McAfee with it on top. Comes over to the right side, to Connor. Kearns to Fowler. Back it'll come to McAfee. 12 seconds, 11. JCN looking to maybe get a bucket and guarantee themselves a lead at the end of the third quarter. Here's a baseline jump shot. Goes out. No good. Wide open by Baker. And the ball's going to be loose on the floor. We're going to get a foul call. In the backcourt, the foul is going to be on Fowler. So for Blake, that is his second personal. The scorer has his first. So we'll see how that washes out. Right now, though, it is team foul three of the second half. And now the Tigers inbound. It's going to be stolen by J.C. And the shot of the buzzer for three off the steal misses. It was not a pretty third quarter, but it was a close one. We go to the fourth in Effingham in the Northeast Kansas League Boys High School Basketball. Jefferson County North 32, ACCHS 31.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
ACCHS survives a 5-point third quarter, going to the fourth, trailing only by one. Welcome back, everybody, to Effingham, Kansas. Neil, our producer and engineer in the Care Sports Studio tonight. Tom Counts with your courtside on KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. It's too early for that, Neil. I know, I'm looking. We'll do it again in a while. How about this? For the Tigers, leading the way in scoring, Matt Worley with a dozen. He's got 3 3-point shots on his way to 12. With 9 is Trenton Kimmy, 7 for Creighton Bowerly, and 3 for James Sheets. For JCN, coming off the bench, it has been Andrew Baker. Wow, what a game he's having. The big sophomore has 11 points. Following him, it falls to Carson McAfee with 7, a half a dozen for Blake Fowler. 3 apiece, Connor Kearns, Anthony Ethan Nolan, Calvin Mandel with 1. We go to the fourth quarter. It is JC in basketball, and we are back underway. It's going to be a great, great, exciting fourth quarter. I'm going to give you the heads up right now. Here come the Chargers. Top side of the basketball. That's going to be Ethan Nolan. They work a little motion. The drive goes into the lane. Their running shot is up and well off the mark, wide to the right side, taken by Connor. As he was running, he pulled up and then kind of rotated 90 degrees to his left, and the momentum carried it away. 3-point shot by the Tigers is up and no good by Colton Myers, and a big guy launches the three that misses. Chase Ian back up the floor. McAfee goes baseline, feeds in the middle of Baker, back over to the left side. Out it goes. The 3-point shot, McAfee, way short. Rebound is on the floor. Players are on the floor, and the official jumps down on the ground on his knees to pull the players apart, calling a jump ball. It'll be ACCHS basketball, 7:17 to go in the game. Now they're going to take a moment and towel it down. In the third quarter, the Tigers did not have a free throw opportunity, okay? JCN had a bunch. Baker was 3 out of 4. The team ended up, 4 of 8 at the free throw line. No 3-point shots. Here comes ACCHS. A little bit of a head fake by Creighton Bowerly. Now we'll feed it down to the baseline, and foul called. And it's going to be another on Blake Fowler. It'll be a couple on Blake. 7:07 to go in the game. That is Jeff North, team foul 4. The Tigers have committed 7, so JCN is in the bonus. The inbound to the right side, batted away. It's going to be knocked into the backcourt. It's going to be saved in by the Tigers. Over to the baseline right. Bowerly all alone gets a big three. Creighton Bowerly in double figures with 10. His second three of the game. Here's the lob underneath. Baker goes up, misses the layup. Rebound, Tigers. 34-32. ACCHS at 6:40 to go. Here's another three. No. Rebound, Tigers. But waving off the shot, a foul on the floor. J.C. and picking up a foul. That's going to be on Connor Kearns, his second of the evening. That will be Charger. Team foul 5. J.C. and making a couple of substitutions. We'll pick him up as we go along here. 6:38 to play. Inbound, it comes out of top to James. He'll go over to the left side. Bowerly kicks it down to the baseline. The ball lost, and it's going to be picked up by the Chargers. J.C. and comes up with the basketball. Tigers turning it over and leading it by a pair, 34-32, 6:20 to play. McAfee goes right side. Looks to the middle, comes back off on top. Back to McAfee. He starts to step inside, brings it up high to Calvin. Now the lob underneath to Andrew. He'll go up, just launched it way too hard. Follow shot way too hard. Neither one of them close. And again, Bunny's being missed. And the ball is going to be knocked away. They're going to call a foul on McAfee up the floor. That will be Person's second foul tonight. But that's a half a dozen for JCN. While no shots will be taken here, shots will be taken for the rest of the game. Out of the game comes Grady Noel and Carson McAfee for JCN. 5:59 to play. Chargers by two. Inbound. Easy layup is up and in. We're tied. Trenton Kenny with 11. Three Tiger players in double-digit scoring. It is 34-34. We're starting over with 5:48 to play. Over to the right side. All alone. The driving layup is missed by Fowler. He gets underneath the two-bar and hits the bottom of the rim, and he was all alone. Tigers back down. Left side Sheets for the lead. No. Rebound. JCN. Charges are running up the court. Dishing to the right side. It's going to be knocked away and out of bounds. Jeff North basketball. 5 minutes and 29 seconds to play. And now it's going to be a turnover. The score is 36-32. Let me make sure I've got that correct for you. And the Tigers up four. And they have the lead. They have the ball. They come out on top. Here's a Bowerly three. Nope. Rebound pulled down by Atchison County by Sheets. Here's a three launch. Good. Trent Kimmy. Kimmy with five in the fourth quarter. Now 14 in the game. And at 5 minutes of play. JCN trailing by seven. 39-32. The Chargers have not scored in the fourth quarter. Fowler will drive in. Back out on top they go. The feed to Fowler. He will go to the left side. Down to the baseline to Baker. Stops. Looks out on top. Gets it to Manville. And we're going to have a traveling violation on JCN. Timeout, Chargers. We're down to 4 minutes and 41 seconds to go in this high school boys game. It is Atchison County 39, Jeff North 32.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Well, the crowd is oohing and aahing and applauding on their feet with every trip up and down the floor and every shot taken. And why wouldn't you be? With 4:41 to go in a very competitive game, a very important game, not only in the Northeast Kansas League, but for bragging rights for a couple of schools that are not very far apart geographically. The home team here in Effingham is taking a 39-32 lead. We're at 4:41 to play. And now, Coach Noel is on his feet. He's saying, wait a minute, I'm taking my team off the court. I'm sure it was Chargers basketball. Didn't they take that timeout? And now the officials are going to come over to the scorer's table. There's considerable consternation out here with the crew tonight. No, it is going to be Tiger basketball. So it will belong to ACCHS. 39-32. They'll have it in play. From deep in the backcourt, up the floor, comes Worley. He'll drive left, goes in all alone, beats his defender, and scores it. Matt Worley, just too quick. 14 points for Worley. And the Tigers about to blow this one open. They lead it 41-32 with 4:20 to go. Into the lane, the layup is going to be up and missed, but they're going to call a Tiger foul on Bowerly. It is only Bowerly's third foul. Coming to the free throw line for JCN is Connor Kearns. He's got 3 points and is 1 of 2 at the line tonight. He will hit that shot. That is the first point of the fourth quarter for JCN. 4:21 to play in the game. One more look here for Connor. Big knee bend, rolls in. So Kearns will get a both, making it 41-34. 4:15 to go. Now the ball is going to be knocked free, stolen away by McAfee, who dives on the basketball, and the officials not in any big hurry to call a jump ball. They finally do so, and it'll come back to the Chargers. Fowler will come into the game. Going to get Calvin back into the game. So we've got Baker, McAfee, Kearns, Manville, and Fowler. Those are the Charger five. ACCHS has its starting five out there. They only go about five deep. They've played 8 guys tonight, but the other 3 have played a total of like 3 minutes. And we're going to have a foul in the middle. He's driving into the center. Goes Kearns, and he gets fouled today. ACCHS defender. The foul is going to be only the 2nd of the game for James Sheets. Tiger team foul 9. Coming to the line for a 1-and-1 is Kearns. He was up there, if you remember, only moments ago, hitting the first points of the fourth quarter for Jeff North. He's up there for the 1-and-1 now. Front half is good. 3:56 to play. It is 41-35. And that one is short. Offensive rebound. The follow shot is good. So the putback is going to be up and good. Ethan Noel. And it is 41-37 with 3:40 to go. We have a game here tonight. This has been up and down, a lot of action. Here's a driving layup. As the official comes over to the scorer's table, let's see what he's going to call. A push by 2. It's going to be Grady picking up his 2nd foul. Free throw, yes. The shot up and good by Trenton Kimmy. Trenton having a big fourth quarter. His 6th point of the quarter, his 15th point tonight. This one, perfect. 43-37. 3:33 to go. Out on top, McAfee cuts into the lane. Bunny hops, puts a shot up in traffic and missed it. Passed up a longer shot that was undefended. Moved inside for the shorter shot. It did not fall for him. And back up court with it will come the Tigers. Here's a baseline 3 that misses and rebound down to Baker. Baker will take it away, give it over to Manville. Calvin comes down the floor, all the way down the right side, goes into the corner, keeps the dribble alive, comes off on top to Connor. Kearns holds the ball on the wing, gives it to Fowler. Back over to the right side, Manville. He'll go baseline, kicks it up on top. McAfee will go 3, way off the mark. Rebound, pushed up and in turns. We're going to get Jeff North timeout. Taking a break at 2:55 to play in the game in Effingham. Tigers 43, Chargers 39.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600. Or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Hey, it's so good to have you with us here this evening on Care Radio as we have 2:55 to play in the game. And the inbound, and we got contact. We're going to have a block. We're going to have a foul. It is wild out there. Both coaches on their feet. J. time to tell their guys, calm down, just take a minute. It's going to be a foul by Connor Kearns. I'm betting for, I think, three, but I'm going to look at the scoreboard and make sure I concur with them, and I do. Three fouls. Jason is going to bring Calvin back in and Blake back into the game. Ethan and Grady will check out. And the Tigers at the line, 1-1. The front half, good again. And this time, for ACCHS, it's Matt Worley in the front half. He's 2 of 3 at the free throw line, and that one will not go into the rebound. It's tipped out, and the Chargers are going to save it. 44-39, 2:45 to play. Here's a three from the top. It's up and good for Fowler. Big shot for Blake Fowler. We're going to get another Charger timeout as J.C. and trying to build some momentum. With timeout of the court and still 2:40 to go in the game, it's a two-point contest. Atchison County 44, Jeff North 42.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Thanks for listening to Local High School Basketball on Care.
Welcome back, everybody, to Effingham, Kansas. We've still got 2:40 to play in this. It is a 44-42 game. The home team here in Effingham, ACCHS in front. Looking across the floor, they have their starters out there with Trent and Kimmy, Matt Worley, Creighton Bowerly, Colton Myers, and James Sheets. Those guys have gone the distance tonight. Tigers are going to bring it in. It gets a little pressure, and into the forecourt comes Worley. He'll go coast to coast, drive and shoot and lay it up and in. Simple as that. Nobody stops him. 5 1/4, 17 in the game for Matt Worley. 46-42. Here's a running shot on the other end. The ball is loose on the court off the miss. Rebounding it down is going to be the Tigers. ACCHS coming up with it, leading it by 4, 2:15 to go. Into the forecourt, right side Sheets. For JCN. It is going to be Connor Kearns and Blake Fowler, Carson McAfee, Calvin Manville, and Andrew Baker. Now we have a turnover across the way. It's going to come back to Jeff North. The ball getting away, getting out of bounds, right in front of the Tiger student section. It'll be brought in play. They're going to say there was a foul over there off the ball, so that is the fourth foul of the game for Matt Worley. Minute 59 to play. Chargers with the basketball. Treading it now by 4. They'll go right side to Baker. To Fowler. Out on top, McAfee. Spins into the lane. Runner up off the rim. Once, twice. No good. Rebound out of bounds. Tiger ball. And again, Coach Knoll is making the offense-defense changes. We're going to get a Tiger timeout. It looks like it, and they're going to award it to him. We're taking a break. 1:46 to go. The strategy is happening here in Effingham. The score, Tigers 46, Chargers 42.
Are you always on the go? When you bank with Union State Bank of Atchison, they're always on the go with you. Whether it's a demanding job or getting the kids to music lessons, you need banking solutions that go where you are. And Union State Bank of Atchison meets that need. Not only do they offer the convenient USB mobile app, but with 8 USB locations across the region, you're always close to friendly service. Stop by one of their locations no matter where your crazy life takes you today. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
For the minute 46 to go in the ball game, 46-42. ACCHS here at home is in front. The Tigers are over the limit, so JCN is in a double bonus. There's one more, 1-1 for Atchison County as JCN has 18 fouls. Here we go. Full court pressure is going to be applied. Tigers are going to be putting the ball in play from deep in the backcourt. They'll bring it into Bowerly. Creighton coming up the floor. No problem. Works it down the right side, across the way from us. Tigers going from right to left here in the second half. The ball comes out on top and nearly over and back. Sheets able to save it just in the final instant. Packett comes over to the left side now to Kimmy. Kimmy pushing off. They're going to call a blocking foul. The whistle is going to be on JCN, and that's going to be on Grady. Coming to the free throw line, ACCHS. Big knee bend, the front half, it's good. So for Trent and Kimmy, Trent's been huge. In this fourth quarter, he's been absolutely incredible. That's 8 points in this quarter, 17 of the game for Trent and Kimmy. One more shot coming up for the big guy, nails it. And the score goes now 48-42 with a minute 19 and rolling. Chargers back down court, trailing by two possessions, two big possessions. Top side with the basketball. Connor Kearns kicks it over to the left side. McAfee will go three. There it is! Connor McAfee from outside. Or rather, Carson McAfee from outside. He's got 10. We got another timeout, but Neil, I tell you what, let's just hang on to it here. Don't want to wear you out quite yet. It's 48-45 with a minute two to go. Dare I say it? In regulation. We've already seen, and by we, I mean you and I here on Care Radio, have already been here in Effingham and seen the Tigers go extra once earlier this season with Horton. Now, for JCN's the first team off, it'll be McAfee, Kearns, Baker, Grady Noel, and Ethan Noel. Tigers still have their starters out there. Kimmy Worley, Bowerly, Meyer Sheets. Those guys have been really tested tonight. Looking, and they're going to bring it in the backcourt to Colt Myers. He'll get it up in the forecourt, over-the-shoulder pass to Bowerly. Gets double-teamed, pass to the right side to Kimmy. Swinging the elbows, no foul. Back out on top, it's going to come to Bowerly. And the Chargers will commit the foul. No matter who you put up there for, Atchison County, there are good free throw shooters. The foul is going to be on Grady. It'll be his fourth foul of the game. And Atchison County coming to the line. Bowerly's front half is good. That is his 11th point of the game. Here in the fourth quarter, the Tigers are, 4, 5, 6 out of 7 in the fourth quarter at the free throw line. That's how you win tight games. Second free throw will not go in, and the Tigers are going to rebound it down. 49-45, and we're going to get another foul. And again, they're going to send Bowerly to the free throw line. This is going to be the fourth foul for Connor Kearns. So for JCN, Kearns has 4, and Grady Noel has 4. For ACCHS, Matt Worley and Carter Swinson with 4. Here's the first free throw, and it catches the left of the rim and rolls in for Bowerly. One more shot coming up for the 6'2 senior, rattles it home. ACCHS has stretched its lead to 51-45. Chargers for a 3. Off the rim, no. Rebound tipped around. Tigers are going to control it down. JCN trying to come up with a steal, and there's going to be a foul in the backcourt. It'll be on Calvin Manville. Calvin picking up foul number 3, and again, the Tigers are going to come to the free throw line. And again, it's going to be Creighton Bowerly. Bowerly shooting a pair. He is 3 out of 4 in the fourth quarter. He missed his first 3 tonight. And misses that one. It is still a two-possession game with 31 seconds left, 51-45. Big free throw for the Tigers, and he will hit it. The free throw good for Bowerly, 52-45. Now a seven-point lead. Driving down quickly, JCN doesn't need a three, and driving into the lane, they're going to call a travel. Chargers will turn it over. Connor was trying to drive into the lane. He was hoping to draw a foul, hit a driving layup. I mean, a three was not necessary right there. Into the process, they're going to say the defender forced to travel. Back it'll come to the Tigers, 24 seconds left, and we're going to get another JCN foul. 23 seconds to go. It'll be Trenton Kimmy coming to the free throw line. You talk about guys who've been shooting the ball. How about Trenton Kimmy? He had 9 points at halftime, didn't score in the third quarter. Here in the fourth quarter, what's he got? 6, 7, 8, 9 fourth quarter points. 4 of 4 at the free throw line. The 6'2" senior, Trent Kimmy's been absolutely solid. His free throw will not go in. ACCHS, an experienced team. 4 seniors and a junior. Second free throw is good. Makes it 53-45. 20 seconds left. Chargers left side. Here's Calvin for a three that goes in. That was a long, long shot by Manville. And we're getting a timeout taken. Let's hang on to it here, Joseph. We're down now to 4. Joseph. Neil, it's the force I have it, man. We have Neil running things tonight. 14 seconds to go. 53-48. And ACCHS still with a two-possession lead. And free throws in the fourth quarter have really been fantastic for the Tigers. For JCN, on the other hand, doesn't have a hand any. They got themselves in a position. They were in the double bonus, but have not been fouled. For JCN, Connor Kearns is 3 out of 4 here in the fourth quarter. No other free throws have been taken by JCN in the fourth quarter. Tomorrow night on K-Radio, more basketball excitement as it'll be the Benedictine Ravens up in the Nolan Gymnasium. Want to see him for a while? You're going to have to get up there and see him because then we're going to go on the road for a little bit. Tomorrow night, 5:30 for the ladies and 7:30 for the guys is Benedictine hosting the Valor of Evangel. Join us for that. Sidewalk Cafe, too, tomorrow night. You know, out of the Raven Athletics website. Get all the details for that. The ball comes into the backcourt, and we're going to get a quick JCN foul. 13 seconds to play. Fishers are going to get their heads together here a little bit. The foul. 2 free throws. It's going to be Ethan Knowles' foul. Only his third. Both teams in the double bonus and coming to the line for the Tigers. That's going to be Trenton. Last guy you want to foul because he's been that good. Here's another one up and in. Trenton Kimmy. He is what now? 4, 6 out of 7 in the fourth quarter at the free throw line. Trenton looking it over. Isaac shoots it. That one will be a little bit short. Chargers are going to rebound it down. Here comes McAfee up the floor. He'll stop. He'll throw up the three. It's going to be off the mark. Rebound slapped that on top to Fowler with 5. He'll dish it over to the baseline. They're just going to launch it because it doesn't matter, and that's going to do it. The final score tonight. ACCHS wins it. Tigers 54, Jeff North 48. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to Local High School Basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money markets and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, the Tigers trailed. They trailed pretty much the entire first half. Then they got on a little bit of a run, led at intermission by 5. They were down going into the fourth quarter, 32-31. But what a fourth quarter by ACCHS. They took advantage of every opportunity. They played it smart. They hit 11 of 16 free throws in the fourth quarter. JCN went 3 of 4 at the free throw line. And those free throws made the difference. Tigers winning it tonight 54-48. For Jeff North and double-figure scoring, it was coming off the bench, pacing away for the Chargers. Andrew Baker with 11, 10 tonight for Carson McAfee. 9 for Blake Fowler. Connor Kearns with 8, 5. Ethan Noel and 4 for Calvin Manville. But for ACCHS, I'm giving a Bank of Action player to the game tonight to a guy who didn't even score in the third quarter. Trenton Kimmy had 9 at halftime, had 9 at the end of three quarters, and then 11 in the fourth quarter. 20 points, leads all scorers. Trenton Kimmy, your Bank of Action player of the game. Also for ACCHS, it's Matt Worley with 17, 14 for Creighton Bowerly. James Sheets with 3 is, again, the Tigers did not use the bench pretty much at all. Certainly got no scoring from the bench. In fact, with the exception of one basket by James Sheets, they got scoring from only 3 players tonight, but it was enough. As the Tigers win it, they go to 7-2 in the season and 6-2 in the conference. JCN is now 3-4 in the year and 3-3 in the NEKL. Flipping a page back, opening game tonight, behind Bank of Atchison player of the game, Natalie Nitz, who had 23 points. ACCHS comes away with a 49-23 win over the JCN Lady Chargers. So it was a Tiger sweep at home here this evening. Again, I mentioned earlier, one more time, Benedictine basketball tomorrow night on Care Radio. Ladies game 5:30, guys game 7:30. Ravens host Evangel up in the Nolan Gymnasium. And again, you want to go to RavenAthletics.com. You can see about the sidewalk cafe that they're going to have up in the gymnasium. You're going to have dinner and a show. So look about that. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us. We want to thank Neil. He's produced and engineered and put up with all of my foolishness all night long and came throughout the other side. So, Neil, well done. Thank you very much. Till I greet you next time. From Effingham, Kansas, Tom Counts. So long, everybody.